business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
I studied Spanish in college and never got fluent, but then I tried Babbel.
Want the most effective way to learn another language? In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons will have you learning another language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel gets you speaking quickly about things you actually talk about in the real world.
University studies have shown that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a semester of college Spanish. If you want to learn a new language, there's no better way than Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try Babbel for free. That's Babbel.com.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Well, coming out into the fourth quarter, Harrison strikes first in this period with a layup by Cole Cecil. His first 2 points of the night. Mount Holmes lead cut to a 10 now, 45-35. Here is Bickford with it as we're 30 seconds into this final quarter.
You know, we've talked about this broadcast a lot, Matt. This, the experience of playing good teams right here, this is where it comes in for the Bombers. I know I've been there as a player. When you can look back and say, we've played some of the best teams in the state. We went toe-to-toe with them. You know, right now you're leaning on that as Mountain Home, and you just hope to do that for the rest of this 7 minutes and 23 seconds.
Well, Maddox Bell called for tripping. Braden Dewey, that's his third personal foul, team foul number five against Harrison. He checks out of the game, being replaced by Owen Stiles. Mount Home inbounds the ball, leading 45-35. Bickford with it up top. Gives it over to Inskeep on the left side. He's going to drill into the lane, going in for the layup. He just blew by a bunch of defenders for the layup.
Yeah, good job. Coben has had an offensive mind tonight. That really helps Mountain Home out. Don't foul right here. Yeah, he got it fouled.
Yeah, Inskeep has called for the foul. That is his second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. 7:04 left to play in the game. Mount Home up 47-35. So it's a four-possession margin right now. Ball goes up top to Shrum. He drills to the right side. He's going into the lane, and I think they're going to call a foul before the shot attempt.
Yeah, they get Braxton for bumping him. Yep. Was it Shrum trying to go to the hole right
yep.
there?
That is Carson's second personal foul. 15th foul against Mountain Home. 7 minutes left to play in this game. Mountain Home up by a dozen.
And when you're up 12, you do not want to put them at the line. You just play good defense here with your hands straight up, no fouling.
Scribner's going to a low block for the leaning jumper off the glass and in. Scribner with nine on the night. 47-37, Mountain Home up. 6:46 left in the game. Ball goes to Carson. Back to Bickford. They got to hurry. They finally do get it across the timeline and avoid the 10-second count. Here is Dewey going into the lane. He's going to be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 6:37 left.
Yeah, good job there by Mountain Home attacking that press, taking their time. Nice little skip, cross-court pass. Dewey, good job being offensive-minded when he knew he had the numbers.
They're going to get Kaysen Hillegoss with a second personal foul. 16 foul against Harrison. Next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. This is going to be two shots for Braden Dewey. He is 0-for-1 from the free throw line so far with 14 points. First free throw is up and in. So one more for Dewey to shoot. Mount Home has three players in double figures right now. Braden Dewey, Hagen Robin, and Coben Inskeep. Second free throw for Dewey. No good. He gets 1-of-2 on this trip, and the rebound controlled by the Goblins. Back quickly comes Scribner. He's going in for another jumper on the low block, off the glass and in.
I think we're seeing a freshman grow up in front of our eyes right here. He's probably had games like this. Hadn't been able to watch Harrison much this year, but right now that freshman's looking good for Harrison.
He now has 11. It's down to a single-digit margin, 48-39, our score with 6:15 left. Carson gives it to Bickford, into the front court to Inskeep. He's going to go by a bunch of defenders. Now they throw it out to Carson on the right side. He's going to drill to the elbow, kicks out to Inskeep on the left side. His three-pointer is up, a little short, and the rebound is controlled by Harrison. Back come the Goblins. Scribner with it on the left side. He dribbles to the elbow, kicks out to Cecil on the right side. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound controlled by Dewey. Back comes Mountain Home. 48-39, Mountain Home up with 5:43 left in the contest.
As Bomber fans exhale, as that ball went up and missed, didn't find its mark.
Bickford takes screen from Dover, gives the ball to Carson, back to Bickford. Dribbling on the left side. Tries to throw it to Dewey, pass goes behind him. He saves it in and keeps the possession going, down to 10 on the shot clock. Ball goes to Carson on the right. He drills to the low block, back to Bickford. He's going to try for the three on the right side. Good!
What I tell you, when Kai can dribble to his left and pull into it, he likes that shot. That's where he's comfortable shooting. He did that on the wing right there, buried the three.
Nine on the night for Kai Bickford. 51-39, mounts him up with a lower 5 minutes left. Ball goes over to Hillegoss on the left side, down to Stiles. And he's going to drill to low block. His pass knocked away, but Hillegoss is there to get it. Ball goes over on the right side to Scribner, down to Schrum. He's going to dribble into the lane. Gives it to a cutting Cecil for the jumper off the glass and in. Cecil right there underneath the basket to get the shot.
Pretty good interior passing there by Harrison.
51-41, mounts home up with 4:35 left. Ball goes over to Inskeep on the left side. Inskeep's going to dribble into Lay, loses his footing and loses the handle of the ball. Cecil's right there. I'm sorry, Scribner is there to get the steal. Now the ball is knocked away from him. Oh, man. Inskeep just ran out of real estate. He was on the baseline when he touched that.
Yeah, Coben saw the ball coming out, tried to jump in and get both feet in bounds and knock the ball back up to us. Didn't quite happen that way. I almost think if he'd have let it go, they might have called it off of Harrison. It's good hustle there to not give up the layup as Scribner was streaking down a deal down the floor right here. But it's able to reset right here. Let's get a good stop right here by the Bombers. Get this thing under 4 minutes.
Braxton Carson, Coben Inskeep, and Robert Dover check out of the game. They're replaced by Ryder McClain, Hagen Robb, and Blaine Tate. Back now for Harrison. Schrum goes into the lane for the layup. Good. He now has 19 on the night. It's back to a single-digit margin now. 51-43, mounts him up with 4:06 left. Tate into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Gives it there to McClain on the wing. He'll dribble it to the top. Finds Bickford on the left. Bickford takes a screen from Robb, dribbles to the top. Gives it over to Tate on the right side. He dribbles to the low block. Kicks out to Dewey. Dewey's going to dribble into the paint, pull up for the fadeaway. Rolls around and falls in.
Good answer there by Dewey. Nice offensive set there by the Bombers. Nice dribble drive by Blaine. Way to keep his dribble and kick it out.
17 for Braden Dewey. Back to a double-digit lead for Mount Tom. 53-43 our score, with 3:36 left.
What a great game right here, Matt. We're getting to witness.
Oh, man. Balls with Schrum. Throws it down in the left corner to Cecil. He drills to the wing. Goes cross-court to Scribner. His long three-pointer will not go. And Robb gets the rebound from Mountain Home. Balls quickly to Dewey in the front court. He's going in for the jumper at the low block. Bounces around, does not go. Rebound is chased down by Cecil. He is quickly back the other way. Going in for the
layup. Oh, he tried to dunk it. He missed it.
He tried to dunk it. Lost the handle of it. But Stiles right there to get the rebound and the putback. He now has 4. And Harrison quickly calls timeout.
Ooh, you almost feel if we could have got that rebound. Oh, the air in this gym would have went out and Mountain Home would have been set.
We'll break with 3:05 left to play in the game. It is Harrison, Mount Zone leading Harrison 53-45. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Well, Harrison taking the timeout after they cut the margin back to single digits. Kind of a sloppy play, but they did what they had to do to get the basket.
Yeah, both teams are fighting right now. This is just a fantastic basketball game. You're kind of going to sit here and see who blinks first. It's like a heavyweight fight right here. Who's going to blink first?
53-45, Bombers up with less than 3 minutes left of the game. Tate's in the front court, gives it to McClain. He's going to pull up for the three on the right side. Will not go, and it goes over, sails over the backboard for the out-of-bounds call. And Harrison will get it back with a chance to make it a two-possession game with 2:52 left. Again, it's an 8-point Mount Home advantage right now. Here is Scribner into the front court. He's going to dribble there toward the right elbow, goes into the lane, pulls up for the jumper over Bickford, and it goes in. Casey Scribner with 13 on the night. 53-47, Mountain Home up, 2:35 left. Ball goes to Tate. He'll get it across the timeline, finds Dewey on the right side. He's going to drill to the low block. Goes in for the layup. It hangs on the rim. It falls out, and Mountain Home Harrison gets another rebound. Back quickly comes Strum. He's going in for the layup. His basket will not go, and the rebound comes to Dewey, and Mountain Home dodges a bullet.
Yeah. You know, right now those shots that were falling for us in the first half just aren't going down.
Here is McLean with it. Finds Dewey at the left elbow. His jumper is up. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Hayden Martin, who checked in a moment ago. And now stoppage of play. A couple Harrison players got tangled up with each other.
Yeah, no, I think Strum kind of went down. I don't know. Okay. If he stopped play, he's got to come off the floor for him, doesn't he? You got to sub in for him? Is that right?
If it's an injury, yeah, I thought so. Well, they're not going to make him do it. Or are they?
No, they're not.
Nope, they are not.
I think
well,
kinda,
now officials saying
he's got to go
out.
Yeah,
the official on the far sideline is pointing. He's got to come out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So David Stoller is going to sub in for Schrum and bring in Kaysen Hillegoss back into the game.
It looked like he came down, either tweaked his ankle or something as he came down.
Two minutes left to play in the game. Mountain Home up 53-47. Ball goes over on the left side to Martin. Dribbles into the paint. Finds Cecil on the right side. He has it near the elbow. Now goes back up to the top. Dribbles to the left elbow. Loses his footing, but a foul. He's going to be bailed out with a foul call. Blaine Tate picks up his third personal foul. That is the 16th foul against Mountain Home. So the next one will put Harrison in the bonus.
Need a big defensive stop right here for Mountain Home. And no open threes. We don't want to get this down to a one-possession game.
Inbound pass is chased down by Scribner. He dribbles to the right side of the paint, puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound's knocked around, controlled by Rob. And now he'll be fouled in the backcourt.
Yeah, and Hagen's going to get to go to the free throw line for a one-and-one.
So who they call that foul on? That was
number 13, maybe?
That's going to be on Blaze Bonds. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number 7. This is a 1-1 for Hagen Robb. So far, he is 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 10 points.
Come on, Hagen, we need this first one, brother.
1:40 left to play in the game. Right now, it's a 6-point advantage for Mountain Home. One free throw would make it a 3-possession game. First free throw is up. No good. He misses the front end. And the rebound is knocked around and finally saved into the hands of Hillegoss.
Yeah, Ryder tried to save it off of number 2 there.
Yeah,
Hillegoss.
Scribner going into the low block for the jumper. Over Dewey. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain.
I think that was the right call. Blaine Tate tipped it.
And Harrison will get it back underneath her basket with 1:25 left.
Need another big stop right here by the Bombers defense. Their defense has been great all night. See if we can get a couple more stops in this here. Walk.
Shrum drills the elbow, kicks out on the side of Scribner. It dribbles to the corner. Finds Shrum cutting into the lane. His layup will not go, but he draws contact, and he heads to the free throw line with 1:14 left.
Dodged one there.
Yep.
That ball would have went down with a free throw. They had a chance to cut it to 1. Right now, all they got to do is got a chance to still keep it. It'll be a 2-possession game, but down to 4.
That's Ryder McLean's first personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. So Blake Shrum at the free throw line. First shot is up and in. He now has 20. He's now 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And one more to shoot for Shrum. In and out, no good. The rebound's controlled by Mountain Home.
All right, we got a chance to get this under 1 minute right now, still with the 2-possession lead. If a bucket, we can get it up to 3 possessions, which would be huge.
Yep, but the pass is stolen by Hillegoss. He's back the other way. He gets the basket, he draws the foul, and it's down to a 1-possession game. Kaysen Hillegoss will go to the free throw line with exactly 1 minute left on the clock for the and one situation. They're going to give that to Kai Bickford, his first personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. And before the free throw, Mountain Home is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 1 minute left to play in the game. Mountain Home leads Harrison 53-50 with a free throw pending. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Studied Spanish in college and never got fluent. But then I tried Babbel.
Want the most effective way to learn another language? In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons will have you learning another language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel gets you speaking quickly about things you actually talk about in the real world.
University studies have shown that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a semester of college Spanish. If you want to learn a new language, there's no better way than Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try Babbel for free. That's Babbel.com.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and sheets make cleaning look easy.
So we'll be Cason Hillegas at the free throw line to try to convert the old-fashioned three. Right now it is a one-possession lead for Mountain Home, 53-50, with exactly 1 minute left in this contest. Hillegas' free throw is good. He now has six. 53-51, Mountain Home up. Ball goes to Dewey, now to McLean, to Bickford, to Tate. Tate gets it across the timeline. Dribbles to the right side. Tate takes the screen. Gives up top to Dewey. Now to Bickford on the left side. 15 left on the shot clock. Bickford takes the screen. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks out to Tate. Down to 10. Tate dribbles to the right side. Tate dribbles to the corner. He's met by a double team.
Oh, got a foul.
All right. And so Blaine Tate will go to the line for the 1-1 with 29.8 seconds left. And the shot clock is now off.
All right, Blaine. These are a couple big free throws right here for the sophomore. You got to get the first one to go down to make it at least a three-point game. If you can get both, you feel really good about things.
Hayden Martin picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number eight against Harrison. Blaine Tate's first free throw is up. In and out. He misses the front end. And
rebound
knocked around. Controlled by Rob. He goes back up with it. It won't go. Dewey gets offensive board. He puts it back up and in. Back to a two-possession lead. 20 seconds left. Back comes Harrison. Ball goes over on the right side to Schramm. He's going to try for the three. Rolls around and falls in.
10 seconds left. That's all right. Just hold the ball.
Now Harrison's going to call timeout. My goodness, what a sequence of events. Schramm now with 23 points, and Harrison calls a timeout. We'll break with 10.4 left. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 55-54. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Man, I tell you what, it's hard. It was a fun sequence to watch. Hard one to call there after Mountain Home got a third opportunity and made it a 4-point game. And then back the other way, Blake Schramm comes up with a 3-pointer and cuts it down to one.
Yeah, we got it. We got right now. We got Kobanins keeping the game for Hagen Robb. Got our free throw shooters on the floor. It'd be a 1-1 for Mountain Home, where if we get fouled right here, we get to the line, we can't turn it over on the ball coming in and go make our free throws.
Both teams with 18 fouls. Ryder McClain will trigger the inbound pass from Mountain Home, gets into Braden Dewey, down to 10, and now he will be fouled in the backcourt. And so Braden Dewey will shoot the last 1-1 for Mountain Home with 9.6 left on the clock. So that took, 10.4?
They put 12 on it. They added some extra time on there.
I was about to say. That is Owen Stiles' fourth personal foul, 19th foul against Harrison. So Braden Dewey at the line for the 1-1. He is 1 of 3 from the charity stripe so far with 19 points. First free throw for Dewey is up and good.
So that's a big one there, Dewey. Good job, buddy.
So he does earn the bonus, and if he gets this next one, the best that Harrison can hope for is a tie.
It's a tie, yeah. You know, you got Trum that just hit that three. And you got Scribner down there. That's your three-point shooters. Mountain Home needs to know where everything is. Good timeout right here.
So Dewey does get both free throws, and then Mount Home will call the timeout. We'll break with 9.6 left on the clock. It is Mount Home leading Harrison 57-54. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
So Mount Home calls the timeout with 9.6 seconds left. They got two timeouts left. Harrison with one left. It is Mountain Home up 57-54. Harrison will have the ball.
So what's your theory here, Matt? What do you do? Do you slow play them coming up the floor? Do you try to foul? They're in a one-and-one. Do you try to foul here with, with 3-4 seconds left on the clock, knowing you can block out? Or do you play it straight up and just say, we're not going to give up any threes right here, and, we're going to rebound? Be careful of the offensive rebound. That's what could get you right here.
I'd be tempted to foul. I really would. Be interesting to see what we do here. So 9.6 left as both teams are back out on the floor. Trum will inbound it in the backcourt. Gets into Cecil. We're back underway. Cecil into the frontcourt. Now Harrison's quickly going to call the timeout. Their last timeout of the night.
We'll break. 3 seconds there.
We'll break with 6.4 left. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 57-54. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
While pundits try to predict the future of the national economy, you may be worrying about your own economic condition. A vital part of your business and your personal financial strategy should be when and how to borrow money. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, you'll find the right person to guide you through the loan process and answer those questions you have on your mind right now. Put your mind at ease with Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
So Harrison drove the ball into the front court, called the last time out of the night, and they'll inbound it on the far sideline with 6.4 seconds left. Mountain Home up 57-54.
I know they're wanting to set a set play here, but, man, Mountain Home's defense has been really, really good.
This
whole game, that let us set our defense here. I don't know if what Mountain Home didn't gain a little bit of an advantage right there on that. Hey, they're going to try to run some double picks right here. Who are they going to go after? Who are you thinking here? Hillegoss?
Maybe so.
You got to go to your senior, right? I think that's who they're going to try to hit.
It'll be triggered in by Scribner on the far sideline.
Always watch your inbounder coming back in for it.
He does get into Hillegoss, and he's fouled.
No, he stepped out of bounds.
Oh, he stepped out of bounds. You're right. I didn't realize that he was that close to the far sideline. That is Harrison's seventh turnover, and it couldn't come at a better time.
Right in front of their bench, too.
And that took exactly 1 second off the clock.
Just got to get the ball in here. Looks for us to find Dewey. Stowed up like a post right here to him. That's fine. Coben's good, too.
All right. So the inbound pass does go into Enskeep, and then he is fouled with 4.4 left. It's a two-shot opportunity because Mount Home's now in the double bonus. One free throw will seal it.
And it will make the drive to the east so much sweeter. Hey, Matt, this is almost like two wins in conference. If you can come on the road to Harrison, who's expected to be one of the top teams in the conference, and gain a win, this is like two. They're going to beat a lot of teams this year.
Enskeep's first free throw is up and good, and that will seal it. By the way, that foul was on Kaysen Hillegoss. That's his second personal foul, the 10th team foul against Harrison here in the second half.
Oh, here comes the Harrison student section fouling out.
So Enskeep gets both free throws. He has 12 on the night.
It's all over but the crying again here, Matt.
Hillegoss is going to put up a three, a far three. No good. The final buzzer sounds, and Mountain Home pulls off the sweep at Goblin Arena tonight.
What a night for the Mountain Home Bombers and Lady Bombers. This is something that's going to be huge going into Friday for both teams.
No question about it. What a night. I'll tell you, what a fun atmosphere this evening,
yes,
too.
This was awesome. Hey, if you're listening, let's make the hangar just like this. Come out Friday night. Let's support these guys, and let's make the hangar just like this.
Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Harrison in this boys' matchup 59-45. We'll check our final numbers in – or 59-55, excuse me. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1980.